The eastern coast of Florida is soggy. A tropical disturbance has been hovering there for days, soaking some areas with between 5 and 10 inches of rain. On Tuesday, more than 7 million people were under flood watches from Miami to the Space Coast, and that could affect a historic launch planned for Wednesday. At 4:33 p.m., two astronauts are scheduled to take off from American soil. It'll be the first time that's happened since NASA's space shuttle program ended 9 years ago. But NASA's not the only organization involved. The spacecraft that'll take the men into space was made by SpaceX. It's a private company that has received billions in funding from NASA, and this will be the first time that a SpaceX vehicle has launched with astronauts aboard. Will the weather hold over Cape Canaveral, Florida? Meteorologists say there's a good chance it will, though rain along the flight path is a concern, and afternoon thunderstorms are also possible. If for any reason the mission's postponed, officials say Saturday and Sunday afternoon could also work. If the mission's a success, SpaceX will be a step closer to getting final certification from NASA to carry astronauts to the International Space Station. Currently, that's done from Russia. NASA pays that country $86 million for each seat an astronaut gets aboard the Russian Soyuz capsule. The SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, launching from America, would cost around $55 million per seat. Even though the future of the International Space Station is uncertain, SpaceX could provide a platform for future U.S. space missions, so the upcoming Crew Dragon test flight will be watched by space stakeholders around the world.